And you said the company called Local Splash?
LocalSplash.com, exactly. And here's John.
Thank you for holding. Is this Matt?
Yes.
Hey, Matt. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a good morning. It's Friday. It's my favorite day of the week.
Yeah.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my mapping coordinator, Tara. And she asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing for the territory that you requested. And she wanted me to apply some discounts to the listing to see if we could make it a bit more affordable. But did you have any questions in regards to the listing, aside from just the pricing?
No, really, it's just the pricing. You know, like I said, I'm kind of familiar with it. I've done it before with another company,
okay.
So I'm aware of the benefits of doing this.
But
I'd like to just know what the pricing for it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's good that you understand the value of it, you know, and then you know what we're bringing to the table for your business. It's a big opportunity.
Right.
Check your text messages, I believe Tara sent over a text right before she transferred the call, and should have a link to our pricing page there, so that way you could see everything rather than just tell you.
Right. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, okay.
Essential, the Pro, and the Platinum.
Right. So, to shoot you straight on it, she already waived the setup fee for you.
Okay.
But she also waived the 3-month contract. But what she's asking me to do is to put you on our Platinum package.
Uh-huh.
So that way we could cover this service area that you requested here.
Uh-huh.
But she wants me to give you the Platinum package at the Essential package pricing structure.
Okay.
So what that would mean for you is you'd pay $299 out the door and $299 month to month, but you'd receive the Platinum package and all of its contents.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, the benefit to you in that is that normally the Pro and the Essential, they only cover a certain service area. It's usually about a 20-mile radius from where they send your PIN verification letter. But that package also includes Google Ads, and we would use the ad to target the additional surrounding areas that you're looking to cover. So that way you're always a top recommended option on the first page, but depending on how far they are from you or where the searcher is, that's going to dictate how you're seen. You may appear as an ad, you may appear as a verified local listing in Google Places. Either way, you're going to be a top recommended option right there on the first page in those
areas.
Now, it lists you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. Those are interchangeable, as you know. We also would complete your online profile by being a Platinum package holder. You get Bing first page placement. They basically just use the Google Places guide for their recommendations. You'd also get the directory submissions, which is very popular in SEO. We'll do your SEO content. So you'll get Yellow Pages, Yelp, Thumbtack, Facebook. We even do Amazon Alexa voice searches. So
it's
basically covering all your bases. But as you know, 90%, 9 out of 10 of your clients are going to come directly from the first page, especially as a roofer. That's just what they're using. Now, I know you're doing that Home Advisor program there. How's that going for you?
We've just started doing it. I'm really not familiar with it, and I'm trying to get the hang of it. We've had a little bit of luck. I mean, the leads, they sound promising coming in, but a lot of times they don't end up being much, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's to be expected, you know?
The reason I ask is because Home Advisor is one of the largest purchasers of Google Ads in the country. So a lot of the leads that they're selling are people who clicked on their Google ad. They went to Google originally, did the search, clicked on that Google ad, and they resell the lead. So I don't want to bash them. Some people do really well with Home Advisor, you know, but they get sent to like 3 or 4 of you at a time, and obviously only one of you ends up getting the job, but they charge all of you. So that's kind of why I was asking. I'm like, if you could do well with that system, that'll give me a good gauge on how you'll do once you have customers calling you directly as a live call. It's a lot easier to have success.
I'd almost rather them calling me directly, you know, because it's just it makes it a little bit less complicated when I have someone else sending me leads that give me bare minimum information, you know, and then I got to get in touch with them. And then, you know, I had a problem. I've had a few problems with them already. You know, I had to, you know, they were making appointments, like times and stuff for my customers. And I'm like, that's not going to work. You know, I can't.
Yeah, I got to schedule.
I have to call and talk to these people. You know, I can't just depend on you to make my schedule for me. It's not going to work. You know?
Right. Well, I mean, that's just because of their system, you know. So the people, they fill out the form, and then they get notified that they're going to be contacted by a few different contractors. So, you know, they're kind of sitting by the phone waiting to hear you guys out. And they usually go with the cheapest guy. In their mind, you're all trusted Home Advisor guys. So they just go with what's cheaper. Yeah. So obviously you could see the value, though, if we allow the customers to call you directly. You know, it eliminates you having to chase people around or drop your pricing structures. They're contacting you, so it'll save you the time of sitting there trying to blow up somebody's phone and getting them to pick up and things like that.
Right.
And then obviously we would eliminate the paper lead scenario, so you know what you're spending each month. You know, you're not limited on the amount of opportunities, because in your industry, I think the roofing leads, sometimes they're like $100 a pop.
Sometimes more, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like if you put this kind of budget towards that, I mean, you'd probably max out after, you know, your fourth or fifth lead. You'd be done.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So putting yourself on Google's not going to limit you like that. The customers can contact you directly, you know, as long as they just Google your services, they can call you all day long. It's not going to change or dictate your rate with us. So
yeah,
if I could approve the discounts that Tara requested, is this something you could see a value in giving a shot?
Yeah, absolutely. I just gotta I mean, I have to talk with my partner first. I can't make any decisions without talking with him first. You know, it's just a thing that we have, you know, we want to make sure we're communicating, that's all. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm even to the point considering if we're going to do it, just go ahead and pay for it for the whole year right out the gate, you know, and just that way we'll have it locked in for 12 months, if that's even possible. What do you got?
Well, normally we start out month to month, but, you know, we do have offers. Usually it's for people that we've already worked with for a while and we know they have good reviews and what they're doing, you know. The benefit to the month to month, it benefits us too, because if the guy's really dropping the ball and generating a bunch of bad reviews that we're having to dispute for him every other day, then we can drop them too and move on to a different person.
Right.
So the last time we had availability, you know, just for a business to be PIN verified in Google places for Lafayette Parish was 9 months ago. So this is different than the SEO. The Google Places placements now are based on availability. They have to be done directly with a Google partner or with Google, just like the ads and the Google guarantees now. So
yeah.
for your local listing, you know, it's not something that I can really just sign you up whenever. But I mean,
right,
and I don't want you to disregard your partner, but if we started out with the deal that Tara requested for you, you know, month to month, at the $299 rate, which is about half of what these guys like Garcia Roofing, Coleman Roofing, CTL Pro,
yeah,
you know, Ducote Roofing, Hargrove Roofing, you know, that's half of what these guys are paying. I mean, do you think that's something that your partner would be opposed to you trying out if we get your website and everything up and running and get you up there, start generating some new clients for you?
No, he'd definitely be on board, I believe, you know, because I told him after we got Angie Lead set up, so I told him the very next thing that we needed to do was this, and he had agreed, you know. So I mean, if we moved on it now, what would be my cost today to get going?
Yeah, so if you wanted to do the month-to-month, it would be the $299 pricing structure, but again, I'm going to upgrade you to the Platinum package. So you'll have right. that $599 package for $299 out the door. There's no extra charges. That'll cover the entire month of service up until the 28th of February. Okay,
okay, and then what happens after that?
On the 28th of February, it'll be set up to automatically renew again at $299. So you'll actually okay. keep that pricing structure as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That won't go up all or right. change.
All right. So and you said she's waiving the setup fee as well?
Right, right. So she asked me to waive the setup fee, and then it's also month to month. So you're not committed to any kind of long-term contract. The only way we make money is if you make money. You got to come back voluntarily.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I guess let's go ahead and just get it set up, and then I'll
you're
set it up and tell my page that I just did it, and we'll see how it goes for the first month, and if it's generating, then you know it shouldn't be too hard to convince them to keep it going.
Yeah, exactly. You guys will both love it, and that was my approach too. It comes with a tracking system, so I mean, if you could pair it to what you're using now. It's not rocket science. It should be a no-brainer for you guys. Everybody uses it.
Right.
Okay, so is Matt short for Matthew?
Yeah.
Okay, with two T's?
Yeah.
Okay, always well, call Matt.
So if you spell it Matt, it's two T's, but Matthew is one T.
Okay, I got you. So M-A-T-H.
But my business card that I'm going to use, it has two T's in it.
Interesting.
So it's confusing.
Well, yeah. Marketing with Google is considered a write-off for the business. So if you're going to put it on like a business card or your personal card, you want the name to match up so that way you get reimbursed for this later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll send you
yeah.
the invoice, and then that way it's basically free, and then the customers that come in will drive profit for you. What's your last name, Matthew?
It's Rick, R-I-C-K-S.
Okay. And are you the sole owner, or you said you had a partner?
Yeah, a partner.
Okay. Did you want to add him to the profile to be able to make changes, or you just want to have everything go through you?
I mean, we can add him, but he's probably not going to mess with it at all. It's just going to be me.
Well, yeah, it's also good, too, if he calls in. At least that way we have his name and number, and we know exactly what company he's affiliated with.
All right. So you want him to call, you said?
No, I said if he calls in. So, like, let's say, I know it's a month-to-month service, and you're saying, hey, I'm going to try it out for a month, but I'm thinking long-term. Like, we're probably going to end up outperforming
right,
the home
right.
advisor, and you use this for the next year, 2 years, however long. I want to make
right,
sure
right.
that if he ever calls in, you know, we know that who he is and what account he's affiliated with. The guy's saying, hey, man, there's this, my website's, you know, down, and I need to change this, or, you know, and then we're like, okay, who is this guy? You know, it's easier if we just...
Right.
Okay, this phone number is affiliated here. He's Matthew Rick's partner. He's talking about the Cutting Edge Construction Services, LLC.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So, if you don't want to add him, you don't have to add him. But it's just...
No, we can...
Okay.
I mean, we'll worry about that later. We'll worry about that later.
Okay. What's your business email address?
It's going to be mricks
okay.
at Cutting Edge. Construction, or no, I'm sorry. It's cuttingedgeroofing.net. Sorry.
No problem. Edgeroofing.net?
Yes.
Okay. It's not the Cutting Edge Roofing, it's just Cutting Edge?
Yeah, it's just Cutting Edge.
Okay. And the business name, you want it listed as the Cutting Edge Construction Services LLC, or do you want it under the Cutting Edge Roofing?
That's another thing. I'm not really sure how he wants. I think we're just going to go ahead and go with the Cutting Edge Construction Services.
Yeah, it's a good idea because later on, if you guys want to do like remodeling, like bathroom or kitchen, or you want to add things, you know, you can do that. When you put you list
yeah.
yourself as a roofer, you know, you're just looking at like a roofer to everybody. But when you're construction services, that means you can do the roof to the basement, you know.
Right. Right.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation for the businesses? You want them displayed on Google?
I mean, I guess we're really... That's a tricky one, actually, because we're... I mean, we're really 24-7, but almost don't want to list that because, you know.
Well, I mean, I could put no hours, you know, and just have the little green icon there for the mobile devices. So that way they could call you at any time and then you can kind of hash out when you guys go out and do the work.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. You can do that.
I mean, it's just a phone call. Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to answer it, you don't got to answer it. You know, you can always forward it. And then there's
right.
there's a tracking system too, that if you do forward the calls or you miss the calls, it'll still gather like what they looked up on Google, the zip code, and save their phone number. So that way you could go call them back later. You can thread through those leads.
Oh, nice. And this will
pipeline.
There's like a profile or something online I could check or whatever?
Yeah, it's called the Google Business Page. it's kind of a big deal, yeah. You've never heard of that before?
What's that?
Google Business Page? Google My Business?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about for me,
Yeah. So there's an account dashboard and tracking system. I'll get you the login credentials for that while I have you on the line.
Yeah,
so they'll give you a username and password via email, and there's a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. But, yeah, you can manage your billing. You could track the success of the campaign through there. You could log into it from your phone, like a mobile device, and you could see how things are going. So we'll be able to literally show you, like, hey, you spent $299, but this is how many clients you're getting each month. And then, obviously, that's something you want to be able to show your partner, too, so that way he knows that it's a good deal. Good investment.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's a postcard that Google's going to send you in the mail for your Google Business page. What's the business street address that I could send? Yeah, exactly. What's the business street address?
So that's, hold on 1 second. I'm trying to ask you a question.
Okay.
we have a wide range. We don't have an office. Okay. So where are you locating the business at?
Well, the addresses that they pulled for us are saying 312 Cruder Road in Scott.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can send it there, but, like, I don't want to geofence that one location, you know?
No, like, we're not. It's just to send the postcard. I can actually hide the street address. So they won't – that's not going to be something that the general public's going to have. It's just to send the postcard out to you. And then there's a little red dot kind of indicating that you're there. But the ads are set up in specific geo-targeted areas, and the same thing with that local listing. So.
Okay. So we can probably send that. Let's go ahead and send that to me instead of Scott because he's not going to do nothing with it. He's probably going to throw it away if he gets it in the mail. We'll do 76044. Beverly Drive, Covington, Louisiana.
Okay. 70435?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry if it feels like I'm talking over you. I can tell right now that there's a delay in the line. Yeah, it seems like your words are coming in as I'm speaking. It's weird.
I got you.
Okay. Update. Okay, looks like I got everything set up here. Now, they will do a client interview with you. The client interview is where they go over all the keyword terms or services that you provide that we're going to have you listed for. Tara already kind of cut out the service area, but we want to get even more specific on that, so that way we're not sending you anything unqualified or getting you calls places you don't go. And then, of course, get started on your website. We're going to purchase a URL and then ask you some questions about that. Do you have, like, photos or a company logo you'll be able to send in for your .com?
Yeah. You guys are actually going to build a website?
Yeah, that's an added feature in that Platinum package. It's listed as an optimized landing page. Yep. So I'm going to send you two text messages. One of them is the email address for you to send in photos and logo. And the other one's my direct number and extension. So if you need help with it or if you have questions or concerns along the way, I'll be the account lead. You can feel free to contact me at any time.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. And then let me go ahead and update.
I'll start getting that stuff together, sending you some stuff. That way we can advertise with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it definitely helps. And then I have client interview times available for today. If you want to get it knocked out, I can have a representative contact you between 4 and 5, 3 and 4, or 5 and 6 this afternoon?
Let's try. Yeah, that's fine. Let's the sooner the better. Let's go ahead and get it knocked out. Cause
okay. You want to do 3 and 4?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I was going to build the website myself, but I just don't have the time to do it.
Right. Most business owners are pretty busy running the business, and that's why it's pretty vital to not only have the availability and to get you up there, but now you're having it managed by Google certified technicians, and that'll make your life a lot easier. You've got to focus on selling the clients and executing the jobs, generating the reviews.
Right, right.
So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment. I got it set up for today between 3 and 4 o'clock. We'll also send you a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm if that's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. We could reschedule it, but let's try to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Will do.
Okay, so it's between 3 and 4. Okay, and then I've adjusted your billing to reflect the discounted pricing structure and the future invoices. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
One second. I don't even know what it is. Let me get.
Okay.
Get to my wallet so I can find it. I thought it was readily available. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I guess that really a long time ago.
Everybody that I work with is a business owner, so you wouldn't believe the things that I've gone through. Yeah. I've had guys on roofs. They left their truck 20 minutes away. They want me to hang on the line while they drive over there. I've been
through. Yeah. So, it's a Visa.
Okay. And is it Matthew Ricks, or is there any middle initial on the card?
It's Matthew with two T's and middle name Scott.
Okay. Matthew Scott Ricks. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, I believe
okay.
So, yeah.
The Beverly Drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, man. There's, like, so many different addresses. Like you said, you've dealt with this before.
Yeah. Yeah, the first thing that we do, though, and you'll see in that setup fee, is a name, address, and phone number cleanup. So the NAP cleanup will kind of clear up those discrepancies, and then we'll hide that address across all the directories. So you won't have too many more issues with that floating around. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
4427.
4427.
4255.
4255.
2445.
2445.
5157.
5157. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1226.
Okay, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
900.
Okay. And then before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with your company today, Matt, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you because of the discounts mm-hmm. that I've applied. This is going to outline your service agreement, and I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. Now,
okay.
As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Just, hey, John, what does that mean? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to be at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
The Cutting Edge Construction Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Matthew Ricks, and title would be VP.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the Cutting Edge Construction Services LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it states, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that doesn't mean you have to cancel HomeAdvisor or anything like that. Anything you're currently using is actually fine. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, let us know about it so we can make sure that you're not paying for something that you already have through our services or duplicating any
right.
of those things. Okay.
Okay.
And it says your payment.
Yeah, like you said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, and honestly, you know, after the first month, I'll be able to determine if I'm even going to keep HomeAdvisor after doing this. Cause,
right.
You know, I've already seen the benefits of what doing this can do.
Yeah. I mean, it should be a pretty easy conversation to have with your partner after the first 30 days.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're dropping $50-$60 a lead, you know, $500 goes by pretty quick. That's like 10 leads
right.
and you're out of there. So we'll be saving you money and generating more calls and better return on investment for you at the same time. So
right.
I don't see why he would be opposed to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on, let me get back to the recording. Okay, so it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 28th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package service. We've included the .com for you at no additional charge, and then I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with the programming. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 28th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299. That's as long as you're with us. Okay, the only way that changes, I'm just going to ask, see if they'll even let me. Are you interested in doing a prepay to save yourself money?
Or what, pay in advance, basically?
Yeah, so they have like 3 months they said that we can do for you. I just got approval on it. I asked if I could approve this. And you don't have any bad reviews online, so they're basically like, go ahead.
Right.
But there's a 3 months that's $700. There's a 6 months that's $1,300. And then there's a annual package that's $2,500. And that's all for Platinum. So that's all prorated based off of the discounts that I've already applied.
I mean, can I do the, can we just do the first month and like then do the annual after that? Cause like, I honestly think like I would just go and do it. Like after the first month, call you back and say, hey, like, let's just go ahead and sign up for the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You have my direct number and extension, so feel free to call in whenever you want to do that. That'll definitely save you guys money. Even right now, you're at a pace for $3,600, so that'll save you over $1,000, the rest of the year. Yeah, so definitely. You know, feel free to call back in. I could always prorate it for you, too. And then it does state in the fine print here, it says you're on a month-to-month, okay, at this $299, fully cancelable at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. All that we ask is that you contact us before the billing's due if you are going to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off again. That delay is
kind of... No, sir.
Okay. So, you should have received a welcome text message, I believe, from our company?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's one text that'll say, Matthew with one T, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay. There's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
Click on that. And then you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing here. So this is going to have all the products and features in our Platinum package. There's going to be a couple boxes. One, you have to confirm that you're the authorized user on the credit card that you provided. And this is, you know, Matthew Ricks, not somebody pretending to be Matthew Ricks.
Right.
And then And then at the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign your first and last name as it appears above that box. Okay. Now, this is not a contract, but you do have to have a written exchange of services. So this is an outline of, hey, this is what you're getting for what you're paying, and then you're going to keep that pricing structure. We're going to forward a hard copy of this to your email with your invoice receipt. So that way you always have it on file and we have it on file. There's never any confusion on that. The only way this agreement changes is if you call in and you say, hey, I want to do that annual 6 month or 3 month deal. Otherwise, it's just going to stay $299 month to month for as long as you're with us for that platinum service.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay. But I'm really happy that we were able to get that pricing structure in store, because I see what some of these guys are doing with the same type of packaging, and but they have a double the pricing structure. So if they're able to come back each month, and you know, it should put you guys in a good spot. I definitely recommend, if you're a smaller company, which it seems like is the case, cherry pick the lead.
Yeah.
I know you're probably itching to get as many jobs as you can right now, but you know, also if you book yourself up for 2 weeks and then something calls you, that's a lot better. You're going to be shooting yourself in the foot. So,
right.
Yeah. Try not to get too excited in the beginning as it comes in. Just keep your composure.
Yeah.
But that concludes our initial sign-up process. So, did you have any additional questions, comments, or concerns at this time?
I think that's it. The only thing that I just wanted to ask was, what I just want to make sure that we're geofencing the correct area, you know?
Yeah. So Tara kind of mapped off an area. She said that you'd given it to her, like this area, but she said that we want to fine tune it during the client interview. So they'll mm-hmm. send this over, and then your client interview is scheduled between 3 and 4. So they'll sit down with you. They'll go over the keywords that we're starting out with. They'll have recommendations, but you have final say on what you're listed for. And then they'll start touching on the service area and actually stenciling that out for the ads and the Google Places placement. And then we'll get the URL purchased, and we'll have a little questionnaire for the website too. Now, obviously
right. –
the PIN verification gets sent out today. You probably won't receive that until like Thursday or Friday next week. We do need the 5-digit right. code on the back of that, but between now and then, we'll do all the programming. So we'll get all the keywords set up, we'll get the service area set up, and we'll get the website built. So that way, once we get that PIN, we can go ahead and launch everything, and then you'll be able to start seeing your ad appear and be in a position to receive some calls.
Right, right. Okay. All right.
All right. So, again, you know, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I know you guys are going to love this. I have zero doubt that this is going to turn into a long-term marketing solution for you. You have my number.
Right.
So if you have any, like, questions, comments, concerns, you know, no questions or dumb questions, Matt. Just feel free to call in. We want to walk you through it and make sure everything's working smoothly for you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So you enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you between 3 and 4 for that client interview.
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.